Brian Chua is the founder of Wonder Home Naturals, a company based in the Philippines behind a line of plant-based home cleaning and personal care products made from coconuts and plant probiotics. The products come in bottles made from recycled ocean plastic and are smartly packed and shipped in a modular system to reduce the carbon footprint of transporting the range. For Brian, the brand is a way to tackle a major problem in the Philippines, which has a heavy reliance on harmful chemicals and is one of the largest contributors to ocean waste in the world, throwing away a million tons of plastic every year that ends up in the ocean. Here now is Brian from Manila with the story of Wonder Home Naturals.
Okay, so Wonder Home is a Filipino brand. It's a sustainable home care brand. We use Philippine coconuts as the main ingredient. Then we added a plant probiotics to make the product really strong. So our first goal for the brand is to make sure that it's strong. It can really clean your home like you would normally do using a chemical-based cleaner. But at the same time, it's very safe for the people using it and also for the environment. And lastly, it's packed in sustainable bottles and boxes to make sure that as you clean your home, you're actually helping clean the planet as well. Actually, Wonder Home, we were formulating this product maybe 3 years ago. It took us a while to create the right formulation, the right strength, and then the right set of products. But our goal at the time was just to make a natural line of products that can clean your house. But when the pandemic hit, we actually decided to change everything, change the packaging, change everything to make it more sustainable. We figured this is the right opportunity to not only sell a natural-based product, but to actually try to help solve a bigger problem that we have, not only here in the Philippines, but actually everywhere else, which is the plastic problem that is continuously going into our ocean. So we wanted to help solve this problem, to contribute in helping this problem. In the Philippines, we rely a lot on single-use plastic. The culture here is after you consume, you just throw it away. So it's a very linear way of consumption. Philippines is actually the third largest ocean plastic polluter in the world because of our sheer size, I guess, of our population, and also the way that waste is managed after it is created. So we really wanted to tackle this problem per se. First and foremost, on how people consume, we wanted to teach people or to actually create a product that as you use it, you automatically contribute to a more circular way of consumption. And then as you use it, you actually produce less and less pollution, particularly for the ocean and ocean plastics in particular. Recycled ocean plastic, so it's ocean-bound plastic. So these are plastics that would end up in the ocean if it was not recycled. And then we added bio-wheat. So we wanted to use as less plastic or as less product that we can use to create the bottles. So it's made of 30% bio-wheat and 70% recycled plastic. So we're trying to clean up or use already existing materials and then combine it with biodegradable wheat to make a greener plastic bottle that our consumers can use. So it's a complete sustainable home care line. So when we designed the product, we didn't want to just create a surface cleaner or just a one-off product to sell to the market. We actually wanted to make it easy for people to switch their entire home cleaning to a sustainable product. So it covers cleaning of the entire house from kitchen. So we have dishwashing liquids, sprays used in kitchen. We have a laundry line. We also have surface cleaning line. And we even have a line to help you clean up the messes made by your pets. So it's a complete line dedicated to clean your house. Right after the pandemic, I think the awareness of people wanting to contribute more into this sustainable lifestyle, at least here in the Philippines, has gone up quite significantly. That's first and foremost what we observed. People wanted to do their share actually in helping clean up the planet and helping trying to solve problems. And when we launched, we actually just launched about 2 months, 2.5 months ago, and the result was pretty good. We were very happy with our launch. A lot of people gave us their support in trying the products, and we were surprised actually by the rate of people sending back their bottles to us for refilling, because part of our commitment to this circular economy is we encourage users to send the bottles back. We would refill them, use the same bottles, and then send the bottles back to them. So we were very happy with the initial results for launch. I would say it's still in the early stages here in the Philippines. So I guess the biggest challenge that we have launching a sustainable home care product is to convince people that green can actually clean. So that's the main communication that we're trying to do to educate the market, because there's still a big notion here that you need all these harsh chemicals, you need chlorine, you need ammonia, you need that strong smelling smell to clean your home. I guess it's still very rampant here in our market. But the shift is there. We can see the divide happening right before our eyes. So awareness is there. Social media is there. People are talking more and more that, hey, there should be a better way of doing this. Although we've been doing this for quite some time, this is how our parents did it, this is how everybody did it, there should be a better way of doing it. And we're trying to provide that product or that solution to our market here in the Philippines. When I was growing up, I do remember that people use coconut oil, and then they make soap out of coconut oil, and then they use it to clean everything. So it was coconut here in the Philippines is a widely available resource. Philippines being a coastal country, and then all you need to have a good patch of coconut tree is you need sea salt. And since it's a coastal country, sea salt is actually one of the main fertilizers. It's a natural fertilizer for coconut. So if you go along the coastline, even here in Metro Manila, you can easily see coconut trees everywhere. So it's really easy to grow here. So I remember growing up, the coconut oil was used to make soap. So there's a tradition of using what we have and then making it work in cleaning the house. But as we progress, more and more people shifted to chemicals. It's more convenient, it's highly effective, and it's been educated and ingrained in everyone that chemical cleans. So we're trying to use this resource that we have but making it in a scientific way that can actually compete and can actually clean as good or better than the chemical counterpart. So that's what we're trying to do as a brand and as a company. So when we launched, we were focusing on our market, but our plan really is to go to first to our neighboring countries, but also to other parts of the world, because we do believe that this problem is the same everywhere. So we're trying to solve a problem that's not exclusive to the Philippines. And we're actually quite surprised that when we launched just 2.5 months or 3 months ago, we've had a lot of inquiries also from other countries asking us if we can sell the product to them as well. So yeah, it is in the pipeline, and it is our dream actually to sell a Filipino brand outside the Philippines. So it's one of the dreams that we have. Even early on in my childhood, some people would think of being an astronaut or being a doctor, but even as a child, I wanted to be an entrepreneur. So when I had the opportunity, I think I was in my early 20s to start some of the companies. So I started thinking of what problems we can solve. So I initially started a company with my co-founders in trying to solve or trying to deliver integrated care. This is healthcare products here in the Philippines using digital healthcare and using integration tools to help hospitals deliver a better patient care within their workflows. Then after that, we were doing a lot of FMCG distribution. So these are products that are meant to be sold in supermarkets, consumer products. And that's where I saw a lot of the problems in packaging, a lot of the problems in distribution, a lot of products that are very bulky and waste a lot of space and fillers when you deliver and distribute the product. So we figured that why don't we create also a consumer products that will actually be smarter when it comes to its boxes. By the way, Wonder Home boxes are all modular. So all our bottles, not only is it made from recycled bottles and plant-based materials, but they're all shaped to be modular. So they're like Lego bricks that can be placed in the same box and stuck together. So we're saving around 30 to 40% space when we ship our boxes online. And even when we send it through palletized containers, we always think of how we save space, how we save materials, and how we save cost when we deliver our product. So that's basically where we are. So one business sometimes leads to another business. When you see another problem, then it leads to the next business. And basically, this is where we are now. This is the problem that we wanted to solve at the moment. Right. So right now we're focused on growing awareness, creating more customers. We're trying to get more awareness about this sustainability lifestyle that we wanted to promote. But at the same time, we're also trying to grow the team, making sure that we have enough capacity to be able to serve our customer. Then on the R&D side, my co-founder, Marvin, who happens to be my brother also, is actually working on our next line of products and even our next line of bottles that we're trying. We always try to improve our existing products, looking forward to the future. So that's always been our credo when we create products. It's always constant improvement wherever we can. So he's taking care of that also. So we're trying to be busy in all these fronts.
Brian Chua, founder of Wonder Home Naturals. You can learn more at wonderhomenaturals.com. My thanks to Brian and to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.